Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The South is not known for being a haven for public transportation users, but our next guest's Lowcountry Bus Service is succeeding with their customers by staying on the cutting edge of transit technology. Mike Seekings is chair of the Charleston Area Regional Transportation Authority, known as CARTA, and he joins us now by phone from his office. Mike, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, give us an overview of CARTA.
Well, CARTA is our regional transportation authority here in the Lowcountry in the Charleston area. It has been around for some time. It was born of a deal, actually, between the city of Charleston and South Carolina Electric and Gas to put bus service out on the roads in exchange for a franchise agreement with the city, and it has sort of grown from there to being the bus service in the Lowcountry. And as with anything, it's relatively new compared to other systems, and we're growing at a rapid pace now, which is great. We move between 4 and 5 million riders a year, and think that the Lowcountry, as it grows, is in need of our service, and we're trying to provide the best one that we can.
With you being such a tourist destination, is your customer base kind of split between tourists and residents, or does it lean to one side or the other?
I think we get our customer base from three different places. Clearly, the tourism, with 6 million people visiting a city of 130,000 every year, there's need to move, particularly on the core of the peninsula of Charleston, and we run a free service called our DAS service around the shopping and other historic district, and that is by and large tourists. We also service both the Medical University and the College of Charleston, so we have a large both student base and then education medical base that we service. And then in our northern areas, it's our people who live in our citizens.
And with that younger generation segment of your customer base, technology is pretty important.
It's really important. They want good, efficient service where they've got access to technology, whether it's a trip down the street or a trip across town. Access to the internet is crucial.
And so how are you implementing this?
When I took over as chairman of CARTA, I've sat on the board for about 6 years. I've been chairman, I think, for about three. We were literally, not figuratively, literally running the oldest fleet of buses in America. Our new sleek versions were from the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. So we have been in the process of converting our fleet to a newer fleet, and as we've done that, we've upfitted them with a number of amenities, not the least of which is access to the internet. And so now all of our buses have technology or technology capable, and you can get on and connect to the world.
And I understand you've also recently released an app for phones.
We have got a tracker out there. It's a great app that you can track our system, any of the buses. It's a real-time tracker. You can actually put in your routes, and it will remind you when the buses are coming in advance when you're sitting waiting.
And now, you know, in our state, we have an electric bus manufacturer. Has Charleston looked at those?
Of course. And we ultimately want to get off of fossil fuels and look at other alternate forms of fueling our buses, including electric buses. And we, like every other system in the country, are bound to buy American. One of the issues with the electric buses is the more you buy, the cheaper they are. It's expensive technology for us right now, and we don't have the infrastructure for it. So we would love to convert, and we will ultimately do so, both to electric and compressed natural gas, and see where that all goes for us. But for now, we are not operating any of those buses.
What specifically are your challenges right now?
One is updating our fleet and getting it to a place where it's reliable, that we don't have a bus in the shop for more time than it's out on the road. And then secondly is getting the word out there that we are upgrading our services, that our services are there to provide transit for people. And then the other thing is to let people know that the future of Charleston in terms of mobility has to include a large component of regional transportation. It is interesting to note and not lost on me that the Charleston region, save for the 20s and 30s in the 1900s with a very small-scale trolley system, has never had a regional large-scale transit system. That is actually going to happen. And a lot of people talk about it, but we're funded, we're planning, and we call it Lowcountry Rapid Transit. It will be a rubberized, segregated from traffic system that will then feed our other lines and give you access throughout the region to transit.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, I appreciate you focusing on our issues here in Charleston, and please come on down and ride the bus with us.
Mike Seekings is chair of the Charleston Area Regional Transportation Authority, known as CARTA, and we will have a link to CARTA posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.